Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, and I have two young ladies joining me today. I'm over at the Audrain County Library here in Mexico. The director of the library, Crystal Brunner, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
And we also have the assistant director of the library here in Mexico, Ms. Mari Prasso, and good morning to you.
Hi, Matt. How are you this morning?
Well, doing great. Glad to have you both here. We kind of wanted to celebrate National Library Week. It started this week on Sunday. It ends today, on Saturday. And we'll just start off with you guys and how you guys are celebrating National Library Week. We'll start off with you, Crystal.
Well, we're celebrating in several different places. We're inviting people to come in and just have some of this. We have a few snacks out at all of our locations for people to come in and enjoy. Just our way of saying thank you for our patrons and their support down through the years. And then at several locations, they're having a guessing game. I love it when they have the candy in the jar, mm-hmm. and you try to figure out how many pieces that are in there. And at a couple of the locations, they have a little jar for the kids and then in the jar for the adults, because we like to get prizes and win things too, you know?
Sure we do, absolutely. Mari, have you had some school students come through this week and kind of tour the place for National Library Week? Has that been going on here in Mexico?
Well, we always have the school groups coming in, and so they're all excited that it's National Library Week, just like we are. So we've got a lot of activity, if you will.
Yeah.
Lots of movement in the library compared to maybe some other weeks.
A lot of visitors here. What are some of those prizes people were winning this week, Crystal? I'm curious now that you were talking about that.
Now we don't want to give it away, Matt.
Can't tell all of our secrets here this morning.
But one of the things we did do this week, and it just so happened the solar eclipse happened during National Library Week, and at all five of our locations, we had 10 free pair of the solar eclipse glasses that we gave away to people. So we were glad to be a part of that excitement.
Yeah, that was a hot commodity
this
week.
Yes, it was.
Those solar eclipse glasses. Are you taking those glasses now and donating them, or where do those glasses go to after you use them up?
Well, that's a good question. I've noticed that several agencies are sending them to, I think it's Utah.
Yes, that's right.
Because there's going to be an eclipse out there in August.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, well, maybe we might have to do that too. Just that if, you know, people don't want their glasses, to bring them back. But yeah. I don't know.
Kind of a cool concept. I think Astronomers Without Borders, they're collecting those. The Salvation Army building in Colombia is taking all of those old glasses and sending them there for future eclipse events. But that went pretty well at all of your locations?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And we have a couple pictures out on Facebook with some people. They stopped by the library and looked at the eclipse at the library, so that was kind of cool, too.
Styling and profiling with their solar eclipse glasses, no
doubt. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the programs that are going to be offered, because summertime's right around the corner. I can't believe it, but, you know, May, the kids are going to be out of school. And
oh, I know.
They're going to need things to do, right?
Yes, they are, because we're kind of winding down with our SMILE program with the second graders, and so we're hoping to read things up with our summer reading program and our adult summer reading program. The sign up for that, the registration begins May the 13th. And so Mari, she's, besides being the assistant director, she's also our program director at the library. And I'll let Mari tell you a little bit about the adult summer reading program.
Yeah, Mari, we'd love to hear about that.
Okay, well, for the adults, we have 15 programs scheduled. And we already have the calendar set up, so if anybody wants to stop by the library, they can get a sneak preview copy, which I was also giving out at the Senior Expo plug for that, yes. It'll be fun. We have a theme this year that's very fun. Adventure Begins at Your Library. So that should be a wonderful opportunity both for the children and the adults to participate in the various programs that we have.
Now, both of you are wearing the Adventures Begin at Your Library shirts. We're going to take a photo of that. We'll put it on our KXCO website for you all to see that. Where do people get a hold of those shirts, or was it exclusive to library directors?
It's actually exclusive to people that are participating in the summer reading program.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice. Any other programs going on? I know that there are therapy dogs that have been a part of the library for quite some time. Tell us, just remind us about that a little bit, Crystal.
People need to come and visit the therapy dogs. They're here every, I think it's fourth Wednesday from 4 to 7. The dogs just love the kids. When they get off the elevator, they're just so excited waiting for the kids to be there. Sparkle and Sammy and Milo.
Celebrities now around Mexico.
They are celebrities. Yes. They visit the nursing homes and the schools also. And we are just very fortunate that they love the library too. And so they love coming here.
They're getting more famous than the Mexico goat.
I think so too.
Right. Absolutely.
I think so too. And then one of the other programs we have is the Book Dragon Domain for the teens. But also our staff member that does that for us, she also does our crocheting program. If you go back downstairs, you see these little chickens that they did at the program that they had earlier in the week. They're really cute. So I would encourage anyone that would like to learn how to crochet, just call the library and talk with Cassie and just come to one of the programs that we have. They don't have to bring anything unless they have their own special needle that they like to use. We usually provide that in the yarn.
All right.
We just want people to have fun.
Well, yeah, that's what it's all about. I'll tell you what, we're going to have some more fun here in a minute, but we're going to take our first break this morning as we're here at the Mexico Audrain County Library, and we're talking to Crystal Bruner and Mari Prasso. We're going to be back with more Meet the Community in Moments on AM 1340 KXCO.